amended it.
Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial meeting, proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times.
Mr. Chairman, before we go to the roll call, I would suggest that we formally swear in the new and reappointed members. So if those of you, that is Mr. Bombs, Mr. Hawley, Mr. Dougherty, Ms. Majewski, Dr. Zuzulak, and Ms. Walter would stand with me and please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Aye, and repeat your name.
Aye, Brian Dougherty.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of planning board member.
Of planning board member.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Welcome, congratulations all.
Thank you, everybody. And now, we'll move on to roll call, please.
Mr. Bombs?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Cacamo?
Here.
Mr. Duska?
Here.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Burke?
Here.
Ms. Walter?
Here.
Now we're going to stand for a solemn prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next order of business is appointment of chairman.
I'd like to nominate Mr. McGoldrick.
I'll second. Sitting in a chair.
Are there any other nominations at this time? There being none, we need to have a roll call vote.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Epstein.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Epstein.
Mr. Cacamo?
Yes.
Mr. Duska?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Vote of confidence, everybody.
Congratulations, Mr. McGoldrick.
Next order of business is appointment of vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Neff.
Second.
See, everybody's here. It usually goes to somebody that's not here, right?
Are there any other nominations? There being none, you may call the roll.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Epstein.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Epstein.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Cacamo?
Yes.
Mr. Duska?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Congratulations.
The following are the announcements for the mayor's appointments. Mayor's appointment designee class one, Brian Bombs. Welcome back, Brian.
Welcome, Brian.
The mayor's appointment class two, Mr. Hawley. Welcome back, Mr. Hawley.
Thank you.
Appointment for class three, council representative, Mr. Dougherty. Welcome back again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Mayor's appointment class four, Katrina Majewski.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Mayor's appointment for alternate number one, Dr. Zuzulak. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey.
And mayor's appointment for alternate number four is Michelle Walter. Thank you very much and welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Michelle.
The next will be appointment of completeness review subcommittee and alternate subcommittee. Are there any volunteers for these committees?
I'd be happy to
explain briefly what's involved with that.
Yeah, so the completeness review subcommittee, I believe we need three. Is that correct?
Three.
Right.
Yes.
So, and I've done it in the past, the essentially the application, once it comes in, if it requires further final review from a board member, we look it over for its completeness and then sign off on it before it comes to the full board for consideration. Do we have any volunteers?
Yeah,
I volunteer.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
So it's Mr. Dougherty, Mr. Kapinski, and Mr. Hawley. And the alternate subcommittee, I believe we also need three. Is that correct?
Yes.
And this is essentially if one of the three on the committee, for whatever reason, is unable.
No, we generally go back and forth between the two.
Okay.
Depending on the application that comes in, we just go back and forth.
Okay.
Gotcha. Can I do it as an alternate?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll volunteer.
Okay.
Can I do it as an alternate?
So it's Ms. Majewski, Mr. Bombs, and Dave. Oh, I'm sorry, and Dr. Zulak.
Thank you.
Yep.
I would volunteer twice.
Okay.
Fully committed. Fully committed.
Next is appointment of board attorney.
Nominate Mr. Stodd.
I'll second.
Mr. Bond?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Epstein.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakuma?
Yes.
Mr. Dasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kapinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
And Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Thank you all. It's good to be here.
Welcome back, Mr. Stubb.
Next is appointment of board engineer.
Nominate CME Associates.
Second.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Epstein.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakuma?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kapinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Welcome back, Dr. Pack.
Pizza.
Next item is appointment of designated planner on an as-needed basis.
And in the past, we've had Thomas Planning Associates one. Anyone else?
I'll second it.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Epstein.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Dodsko?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
And Dr. Zizulok?
Yes.
Next item is appointment of board secretary.
I nominate Corinne Pensikia.
Is that close enough?
That's pretty good, yeah.
Second, Dodsko.
Thank you.
Big brunch guy.
Mr. Bond?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Epstein.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Nett?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Dodsko?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zizulok?
Yes.
Thank you. I hope to serve well.
Thanks, Corinne.
Thank you very much, Corinne.
Thank you very much.
Next item is appointment of the Two River Times and Asbury Park Press for legal publications.
Make a motion to accept.
Continue again.
Continue that, yeah.
One second.
Mr. Bonds?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Dodsko?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Read these dates.
Ms. Majewski?
Yep.
And approval of the 2023 meeting dates and the 2024 reorganization date.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Mr. Bonds?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Dodsko?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
And that concludes our reorganization meeting. I need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the reorganization meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to the workshop meeting. We'll call to order, please.
Mr. Bonds?
Yes, here. Sorry.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Holly?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Kakima?
Here.
Mr. Dodsko?
Here.
Mr. Krupinski?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Dr. Zizulok?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Burt?
Here.
And Ms. Walter?
Here.
Okay, now's the time for public comment for items that are not on tonight's agenda.
Arthur, 91 Third Avenue, just a follow-up question. I believe September meeting for the engineer.
Matt, stop you for a second. Can I ask you to come up
sure.
forward so we can pick you up on the Zoom?
Sure. The parking plan for 68 First Avenue was supposed to be sent in as a follow-up, the approval contingent on that approval of the parking plan. I'm just curious if we ever got the parking plan from the applicant.
68 First, I do not believe they've achieved resolution compliance at this point.
Okay, so that's still open application?
That's correct.
Second is just a comment as I read through the application for tonight's change here. I noticed the requirement for 18 paper packages needs to be submitted by each applicant. I think it's time we go paperless. We put in a system so that you don't have to be shuffling papers on the dais. I think we should go 100% paperless. Other boroughs and townships have done it. I think we should follow suit. Thank you.
Thank you. there anybody on Zoom that has a hand up? Anybody else have a comment for items not on tonight's agenda? Seeing none. Any pending litigation?
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to report that there is none.
And other business is the annual notice.
I think that's been taken care of.
I think that was supposed to be annual report.
Annual report, rather.
Okay.
End of the meeting, so.
Okay.
It's been put down to the FT.
Okay.
Regular meeting.
Okay. I see. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. With that, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
And with that, we'll begin our regular meeting. May I roll call, please?
Mr. Bond?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. McGover?
Here.
Mr. Kakuma?
Here.
Mr. Jaska?
Here.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Dr. Zuzula? Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Burr?
Here.
Ms. Walter?
Here.
Next item is approval for the minutes of December 1st meeting, 2022.
Need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second, Dougherty.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGover?
Yes.
Mr. Jaska?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Mr. Burr?
Yes.
Next item is the approval of the attorney vouchers for December 2022. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion. Thanks. I'll make a motion.
Second, Jaska.
Mr. Bombs?
Abstain.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGover?
Yes.
Mr. Kakuma?
Yes.
Mr. Jaska?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Next item is resolution PB22-16, block 125, block 10, 63 West Highland Avenue, Tatum, granting bulk variance approval. Need a motion?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGolder?
Yes.
Mr. Jaska?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Excuse me really quick, sorry. I don't know the procedures, but are we allowed to speak?
No.
This is not a public portion. This is within the board itself to determine whether the resolution that was presented to them accurately reflected their votes. You are?
Tatum.
You're Mr. Tatum.
Yeah.
Well, you just got approved.
I just want to say thank you for that. So, you want to say Happy New Year. When do we get that in writing?
It's in writing. It will be signed tonight, so you can get the signed document tomorrow.
Thank you so much for your time and your approval.
Corinne is still getting her feet wet, so maybe give us till about 10 or 11 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Stop waiting.
Okay, next item, resolution PB22-17, block 32, lot 4, 88 East Garfield Ave, Gorsinger, granting bulk variance approval. Need a motion.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Doska?
Yes.
Mr. Karpinski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the next two items, items number 7 and 8 on the agenda, are being carried. The first is PB22-14. It's block 87, lot 238, Asbury Avenue in Zellico. It's an application for bulk variance. The applicant did not send its notice to the property owners. They only published in the newspaper, so the board doesn't have jurisdiction here tonight, so it will be carried to the next meeting. They're going to have to re-notice for the February meeting. So if anyone is here who is interested in that application, it will not be heard this evening. It's going to go on. There will be a re-notice of that in the newspaper and to the property owners within 200 feet. The next item is PB22-19, block 72, lot 5, 78 8th Avenue, Kirsch. It's an application for bulk variance. That application cannot be heard this evening, although the applicant sent out their notices and published in the newspaper. The notices didn't say what they were asking for. There was no indication of what relief they were requesting from the board in terms of variances and so forth. And under the statute, they're required to put in the notice the nature of what they're asking the board to approve. And they didn't do that in their application. They simply gave when the meeting was going to happen, what the time, that they were coming forth to do an addition to their home, and with no other information as to what it was they were asking the board to do. So they're going to be re-noticing for the February meeting, and will not be heard this evening. So if anyone is here with interest in that application, it's not going to be heard this evening. It's going to be rescheduled, and there will be a re-notice. And that brings us to the first ready application, number 9, PB22-22, block 97, lot 5, 96 First Avenue, First Cup LLC. It's an application for minor site plan and change of use. I've reviewed service in connection with the application. Service is in order. The board does have jurisdiction to hear the application, and I'm aware of the following exhibits that the board has received in connection with the application. They include Exhibit A1, it's a zoning review from your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated September 14, 2022. Exhibit A2 is an application for variance of First Cup LLC. That's dated September 7, 2022. Exhibit A3 is a narrative of proposal with 6 photographs. Exhibit A4 is a survey prepared by P Land Surveying Incorporated. That's dated March 23, 2018. Exhibit A5 are architectural elevation and floor plans prepared by Catherine Franco. They're dated October 4, 2022. And Exhibit A6 is review number 1 from your engineers, CME Associates. That's dated December 9, 2022. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of thus far in connection with the application. And Mr. Wolf is here representing the applicant.
Excuse me, Mr. Stubb. Should Mr. Bombs and I step down from this one? As a change of use?
I don't think the change... It's not a use variance. It's not a D variance. So
thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ford. I represent First Cup LLC. I have Mr. Hosby, who is the principal of First Cup, and what he wants to approve is the use of a room that's approximately 20 by 20 in his closet. He has used it for, I think, about 2 years, not realizing that a variance was required. So it was so advised by Mr. Colangelo, and then comes before the board now. The use is related to the coffee house because there will be service of beverages both in the room, and also people coming from the meetings will be using his coffee shop. And he has things like musical recitals, guitars, and violins. He has poetry readings. It is a very light and non-intensive use, and something that, in its very small way, I think will be an improvement and an advantage to First Avenue. I mean, after the Great Recession of 2009 and then the pandemic, it's good to see First Avenue coming back, and every little piece of it is important, and this is a very nice piece. I will let Mr. Hosty tell you exactly what it is, but I think the hope is that the board will approve it after the testimony of the applicant.
Sir, would you raise your right hand to be sworn? Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And would you state your name and address and spell your last name for the record?
Robert Heskey, 142 East Washington Avenue, Atlantic Highlands. Robert and then Heskey, H-E-S-P-E.
Thank you.
Mr. Heskey, are you the owner and operator of First Cup?
Yes.
And how long have you been the owner and operator of First Cup?
It'll be 7 years in April. April 4th. Exactly.
Okay, well, how has it been at First Cup from April 4th day?
It's been doing well. Obviously, the pandemic was a blow, but we've come back.
Okay, what kind of a coffee house do you operate?
It's, we have seating, we sell endless coffee beverages, fruit smoothies, teas. We don't cook in the shop, but we have baked goods and, you know, food stuffs brought in. We have seating there. We become kind of a community place. I've had Girl Scout fundraisers, open mics, poetry readings, art exhibits, you name it, lectures, we have them there, political meetings, meet and greets.
So did there come a time when you thought that an activity center would be something that you wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
And when was that?
Oh, well, a few years ago, my shop has an adjacent room that was not part of my original lease. It was just kind of a place that the landlord had. So I started leasing that to use for this ancillary uses that we've been talking about.
And did you develop it in some way? Did you build it out?
No, I mean, it's floor lighting and walls. It's pretty simple, a couple shelves.
Okay, you're not proposing any construction or
site
improvements on it?
No.
Okay, now what happened when Mr. Colangelo brought to your attention the fact that you needed a variance?
I called you. The borough, and we had that discussion, so then I called you.
Okay, so you have some experience in the operation of the activity center.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what type of activities did you have there and plan to have?
There's a women's and business meeting that comes in, kids' birthday party, poetry reading, lecture about whatever the lecture was about, cleanses. It's small, it's only 400 square feet. I think maybe there's a dozen people in there or so. That sort of thing.
And do you have the meetings after the 9 to 5?
Well, we're open until 4. Typically what goes on is before 4. I've had some after, but I draw the line at 9 p.m. I've had some people in at 7, 8 o'clock.
And has there ever been a parking problem?
No.
Okay, now you're very near the corner of Mount and First Avenue, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
One building away.
Mm-hmm.
So what parking is available for First Cup?
Well, there's parking on First Avenue. There's parking on East Mount, which is next to me. East Mount across First Avenue has those, I think it's a dozen slots or whatever, next to Victory Park. There's parking, again, on both sides of First Avenue. The slots up by the hardware store are available. I don't know what street that is.
Okay. Is the meeting room used during the coffee house's business hours?
Yeah, typically, sure.
Okay. Yeah. And up to 8 o'clock, I think the testimony was?
That's what we had. I would never go past 9, that's for sure.
Is there any
open too early.
Okay. Is there any off-street parking that you have?
No.
I have no further questions.
Questions from the board?
Mr. Murphy, what capacity can we do?
The room is 400 square feet. That'll get to the fire marshal, I assume it's a dozen.
And there's a door when it goes out the back?
There is an emergency exit out the back door. That's not public access. Everything comes through our main door on First Avenue.
But for emergency, it's there?
Oh, it's there, yeah.
Is that door locked at that hole, or does it have a panic bar on it, or?
It has a...
push bar?
A push bar, yes. Right. How do I go out here?
Doug, do you have anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is the proposed use ancillary to the primary use, or is this a second proposed use? Is there somebody else going to be using the space?
Oh, no, it's ancillary, for sure.
Okay, so it's complementary to your existing use. It's mm-hmm. going to... Okay. Is there any proposed site work? Any signage? Any improvements to the site?
No.
No? Your architectural plans reference a basement.
That's used for storage. That's not part of it.
That's storage. Okay. And then the photos depict the second story. Is there residential upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some information about what's upstairs?
I rent the state. I don't have access to that. It's an apartment. The people that own the building live
in it. It's one dwelling unit, as far as you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're leasing the space. You're not the property owner?
Correct.
And you have... I didn't see it in my packet. Do you have the owner's consent to file this application?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. I'm going to check the file.
And while you're looking through the file, with regards to the actual application itself, item number 10 was left blank. It wasn't completed. Are you aware of any previous applications or resolutions or approvals associated with this property?
Oh, no. No, I'm not aware of any. There are none.
There are none. Okay.
Mr. Scott?
Yes.
I have an affidavit of ownership. I believe it was forged by my paralegal, but if you don't have it, you can mark it as you did it.
Let's give it a marking. It'll be A7.
And then just lastly, if I could just talk about the parking quickly. No changes to the basement, no changes to the residential above. The only change would be what's in that back room space currently? Was it used as part of the restaurant initially?
No, actually, it wasn't part of my original lease. I took that on a few years ago, started trying to use it for these kinds of ancillary events. And again, I was notified by the borough that I had to go see you folks.
Okay. So for the board's clarification, that the proposed rear room, 360 square feet, in accordance with our code, the rear room, if it's being proposed to be used as some sort of a studio, if we put it in that category, studio for art, music, that would have an associated parking requirement of 1 per 100 square feet, or 3.6 parking stalls. If you compare that to a restaurant use, the restaurant use requires 1 per 50 square feet. So using that space as a meeting room is technically less intense than using it as restaurant space.
Okay.
That's all I have at this point.
What would you say the frequency that you would be using that space?
as often as possible. So I would imagine every week, a couple times a month.
Okay.
You know, as demand. If the Girl Scouts called me and they want to do a meeting, I'll say sure.
I see.
And to clarify, the space isn't used during the day, during regular business hours for like overflow seating. It's just used for meetings and whatnot.
And that would be my intention.
Okay.
You know, I haven't run into a problem with overflow seating.
Okay.
Do you know approximately how many functions you've had in the past year or 6 months?
Oh, not that many. Maybe one a month.
Do you advertise the space?
No.
So it's just only if you know it's there?
Well,
yeah.
I quite possibly will.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Any other questions from the board?
That's where you get the real good Sumatra back there. There's no egress window out of that space. There's no window.
There is a window. My guess is not egress.
Mr. Hall, is that door have to open out of that room?
The door on the room?
Yeah, it opens in.
Yeah, I think it does open in, but that could be taken off. And that's all dependent on the occupancy load, which is minimal. Right now, there's nothing in there. It's empty. The last time I did the inspection.
Much discussion. Now we're going to open up to the public. Do we have any questions from the public regarding this application? And do we have anything on Zoom? Do we have any comments from the public?
James Pizarro, 23 East Mount Avenue. I'm actually right around the corner. As far as parking.
Sir, Mr. Pizarro, let me swear you in since you're going to make a statement. Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony given in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I watched all day long people going in and out of parking. No place to park. They try to park on Mount Avenue by my office. They park on 2nd Avenue where they're not allowed. They go in the parking lot in the back. They call me coming out. So if you've been doing that for 2 years already, maybe that's what's causing the parking issue.
I don't think so.
That's all you have to say.
Thank you, sir. Any other public commentary? Nothing on Zoom? All right, board discussion.
I'm actually kind of pleased to hear that it won't be used during the day as overflow seating and whatnot, because as Mr. Romar, as you said, it can keep the intensity down. You know, I think that that's a good thing, especially because of the concerns for parking and whatnot in the area.
I have a question or a clarification for Mr. Romeyer, but what was the intent of the space when it was initially constructed? And would it be presumptuous to assume that parking would have been associated with the extra 400 square feet? I mean, did they intend for it to maintain the level of what he's using it as nothing? You know, like, if we approved the building to be built, you would assume that would be used, and currently it's not, so I think that it would be inherently included in the planning portion of it for use, and it's not, so I don't see any issue using it now. But more of a question, I guess.
I agree, that was part of my intention of my question on prior approval. We'll note that the ordinance used to allow buildings in that area to rely on municipal lot. This one would not qualify currently today. However, correct, yeah, we don't know what it was permitted to be used as, but a meeting room is one of the lesser intense uses permitted within the zone.
Did someone say the capacity was 12 or more? Can you confirm what the capacity is for?
It all depends on what they put in there furniture-wise. It's probably not going to be more than 11, 12. And it could be if there's tables, chairs, whatever, then that diminishes that. I believe the original intent was when the father and son bought that building, they were going to use that as a, they wanted to use it as office space, but the problem was there wasn't two egresses from that space for the coffee shop at the front. With the coffee shop, First Cup now, it'll have two ingress and egress, front and rear, where it's straight through. If they did that as a separate office space to a separate tenant, they would separate that and have one egress and one egress. This is more of a practical use for that space.
But if they did that as a separate tenant, they would then need a separate egress for themselves as well.
Yes, and then that's where the right. question come in with the window. Is it the egress size? Right. Is it 5 foot? You know, all of that.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the applicants.
I'll second.
Mr. Voss?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakama?
Yes.
Mr. Doska?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the board was provided prior to the meeting with a proposed draft annual report. I don't know if the board members have had an opportunity to really thoroughly digest that, or if you want to discuss that this evening, we can do so. If the board needs more time to review it, you can carry it to the next meeting and discuss it. That's at the pleasure of the board.
Anybody have, did everybody have, get the opportunity to read through it? Are we ready? Everybody's ready to discuss it tonight?
Yes. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It depends what we discussed last year, and some of the issues in the prior years. So, nothing really outstanding or surprising by it or anything.
Anybody else want to weigh in?
Do we know what happened with the two?
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. Was there a number two?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Was that recommendation
number two?
No, the recommendations page. It's a silly count. It's 1, 3, 4, 5. It's just
That was a Scrivener's error.
I see. It's a mystery.
You need a motion to approve it, yes.
We have a motion to accept and approve.
I make the motion.
Second.
Mr. Brown?
Stay.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Cacavelli?
Yes.
Mr. Dasko?
Yes.
Mr. Karpinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzlak?
Yes.
All right, that concludes our business this evening. Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
In a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Good job.